To the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. I listen because Rod and Karen are hot.
That's why I want to remind everyone that creativity is a lifelong endeavor. Practice may or may not make perfect, which is why you should never stop practicing. You can do it when you're young with finger paints and puppet shows, and you can do it when you're grown with the tools of your trade. Pen and paper, brush and canvas, Korg drum machine, and Pioneer DJM 900 mixing board. Developing healthy habits, as I've shown throughout the book, will keep you connected to the source of your ideas. It may even bring you some degree of fortune and fame, but you should also keep at it when you're older, long after you've retired from whatever profession depended upon your creativity. Healthy creative practices not only help people to sketch out a way of succeeding in their field, but they actually contribute to healthier older age. That's right, readers. Questlove's creativity plan is also a shadow plan for staying happy as you turn into the headwinds of time. The world is full of examples, but one of my recent favorites is Dick Van Dyke. Remember him? He was in Mary Poppins and also in his own sitcom and his old guy solving murder show. I caught a second of him on TV talking about his new book. A guy in his 90s has a new book. More hashtag career goals. He was telling the host about the habits that helped him maintain a youthful outlook. Some of them were very prosaic. Oh, I don't know what that word is. Try to eat well, keep in the company of younger people and younger perspectives, laugh. But one piece of advice stuck with me. He warned against acknowledging the ways in which age limits your movement throughout the world. Specifically, he urged older people not to stop going down a flight of stairs just because it hurts a little. Once you start stopping, you're on your way to shutting down entirely. I like that, both as practical advice and as a metaphor for creative work. Little creative hitches and hurdles may come up at any time, but age is a different version of the same problem because it's easy to get the sense that things are beyond your control. I have aunts and uncles. I have friends who are older. I see sometimes that as they move into advanced age, they slip a bit. Maybe it's hard to sit in a chair for a long time because of your aching back. Maybe it's hard to hold the paintbrush because of your arthritis. But there are mental slip-ups too. Maybe it's hard to remember the name of that singer who did that song or that soundtrack to that movie. You're going to have to give me more than that. But you have to keep going. You have to take the stairs even if they worry you. Hey, welcome to the Black Guy Who Tips podcast. Your host Rod and
Karen.
And we're live on a Monday night, ready to do some podcasting. You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic. Search the Black Guy Who Tips. Leave us 5-star reviews. You guys left so many last week.
Yes, you did.
We would love to get more 5-star reviews this week.
We would.
That's right. The grind never stops. We keep doing shows. You guys keep giving reviews. That's the deal. You can find us.
That's the exchange.
Yeah, you can find us on iTunes, Stitcher. I said all that stuff. Yeah. The official weapon of the show is
the taser,
an unofficial sport.
What about
a bullet ball extreme? And that excerpt was from Creative Quest, the book by Questlove. And he was talking about, you know, not giving up on your creativity as you get older. Or just because it gets more difficult to create, because it does help you kind of, I think it does help you kind of stave off the aging process, as it were. Like, it's kind of a elixir to stay youthful, is to consistently be engaging that part of your brain and that part of your life. Even as it does, you know, take a little bit more to stay fresh, to keep coming up with new ideas. You have to push yourself a little harder, whether it's mentally, physically, or whatever. I just think that's a such a great perspective on creativity as a tool, that benefits you in more than just, like, you know, fame, fortune, and money and recognition and shit, but just like in your personal life.
It does, and I think in you saying that, I guess, passage made me think about my mama. I'm when I say this statement, I'm saying this from a child's perspective. My mama didn't raise me. My aunt, actually, she's always been quote unquote old to me, you know. So, you know, she was like 40, you know. So it was like a 40-year-old woman having a child when I showed up on the scene. So most of my life, I have been used to dealing with older people and her looking at me and calling me her sisters, her brothers, her own children, her grandchildren. I've been called everything but my name. and it doesn't bother me because she looking at me, so I know who she's talking to. And I remember she's a workaholic, like she loves to work because she feels like she's very useful if as long as she's working and moving. And I remember when it got closer to her retirement, she's retired now, I was afraid that once she retired, she would feel like she wasn't useful and just sit and rot and die. Because a lot of older people do that. Once they feel like they can't, quote unquote, contribute to society, they can't do the things they used to, a lot of them just stop moving. A lot of them just kind of give up. But I remember beforehand, I used to tell her, I was like, well, Mama, I was like, well, you know, when you retire, I was like, I want you to keep active now. I want you to keep doing stuff. And she did. She goes to the senior center and she makes me laugh because she tells me that she, now she's in her 70s. And she, she's in her 70s. And almost 80. She's almost 80. And so she was talking about how some of the people in the senior center is older than her, like in their hundreds. And she was saying how she could still move around and, you know, she has activities. She walks every day and things like that. And so for me, she's an example of you have to keep going. You have to keep moving because those things keep your mind sharp. She still drives. You know, she still gets, she don't drive during the daytime because she'd be the first person to tell you, I don't be doing that at night. I can't see as well. I can't be doing that stuff at night. She'd be like, I drive to church. I drive to the senior center. I drive to the grocery store. She said, at night, I'm in the house. You know, but I am just proud that she's up and she's moving around and she didn't shut down. When you're talking about practice makes perfect, I mean, not practice make perfect, but you know, about the practice part, I think practice does make perfect, because the thing is, if you practice something long enough, it becomes a part of you. It's almost like brushing your teeth. You wouldn't feel right if you stopped doing it. So even if you're not quote unquote good at it, and you might not be the best at it, if it's something that makes you happy as you get older, continue to do it. And another thing, I'm gonna talk about my mom again, another thing, as she got older, she does puzzles. So I was telling y'all I did the puzzles. She does crossword puzzles, so I'm gonna send her some crossword puzzles. She I told you she loves to walk, and it's just amazing to see her grow gracefully in her older age.
Yeah, I think also as you get older, the necessity to reinvent yourself is part of life. Because the things you can and can't do might change. Your ability to do things at the same rate may change. But that's where creativity comes in. You know, that's where it's like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to get this feeling this again in a different way? You know, I feel like you know, like with my mom, she's reinvented herself several times throughout my life. You know, my dad to a certain extent too, you know, has always had many different interests at the same time.
Your daddy do a little bit of everything,
right? And I think that kind of stuff is like part of that is part of your creativity as well. Like, it's not, I think people think creativity and they think creative pursuits such as like, you know, art or you know, some sort of entertainment thing, but you know, starting a business is a creative pursuit. You know,
and you're never learning too a new old.
Right. Learning a new field is a creative pursuit. You know, how learn, getting into different types of exercise. Like, okay, now I want to try yoga. Okay, now I want to do spin class. Okay, now I'm gonna do tennis. Like, all that stuff is creativity as well, because there's different problems you have to solve within those things that you try. There's different things you're learning all the time. And I think that is kind of the key to a lot of stuff. And you know, in addition to, you know, it also helps you make connections with people differently. You know, you may run into younger people, hipper people, quote unquote. You may run into people that can elevate you, or you can learn something from, or they can learn from you. Like, that kind of stuff, I think those connections is what it's all about, because you're only here for a little bit. And so, you know, while you're here, you gotta try to make the best of it with that kind of, you know, making those kind of connections, in my opinion. Yeah, I think that's just great advice from Questlove and Dick Van Dyke, as well, just cause, you just never know, what can change. And all the days you sit around feeling like you're in a rut or feeling like, yeah, I'll start tomorrow or something like that, those are days that you don't get back. So.
That's true. And it's, one of those things too, because the society in general and just the world, and not trying to be funny, it's almost like they praise people in their youth. Mm-hmm. And they feel like once you reach a certain age, you're worthless and you're useless, like you can't contribute. But the thing is, with old age is also experience, which, not trying to be funny, in certain situations, you just don't have the experience. They might have the power and the energy, and they might be able to do things longer, but there's something that you cannot beat, and that's experience.
Right. So, and a lot of that comes from try and fail and all that stuff. That's where the experience comes from. That's also where the creativity comes from. A lot of people look at creativity as this thing as consistently evolving all the time, getting better and better. But sometimes creativity is trying something and it not working and realizing, well, that ain't for me. Or, you know, coming up with, you, like, when I think of creativity, it's a total tangent, but I always think of Naruto. Because the thing with Naruto, the anime character, is that there's all these techniques and stuff he's always learning and practicing and all these montages, but the thing that always kind of stands out for him is that he never learns it the way that it's taught to him. Like, he never can just imitate what someone showed him. He has to figure out his own unique way to do it. Mm-hmm. And then in many ways that becomes a new paradigm for the next generation or the person after him. They're like, well, maybe I can learn to do something in an unorthodox way. And I think that is kind of like, you know, life. You know, you have to look at things, and maybe you can't do it the same way, but you do it in a different way, and it still get done, but it's also, now it's yours. You've made that part of your process, and you've given yourself like another thing to live for, another thing to pursue, another thing to try to conquer, another mountain to climb. I think intellectually, mentally, creatively, those are the things that make life great.
Yeah, and also part of creativity, which is something a lot of people wouldn't consider part of creativity, disappointment, pain, and hurt is also a part of creativity too, because right. it allows you to tap into things, it allows you to feel things. Because the older you get, part of getting old is dealing with loss. And so the thing about losing things, something has got to replace what you lost. You know, I don't think people look at loss like that, but that's kind of how I look at loss, which makes loss more of a positive thing, even though losing things hurt, particularly losing people in your life that you care about and you love. It's something that you will never get over, and you will have to deal with for the rest of your life, but it doesn't mean it's the end, and it doesn't mean your life stops.
Yep. All right, let's give it to him.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can go anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow, a reading rainbow.
All right, time to get into coronavirus.
You know, the coronavirus is spreading everywhere. And we have to slow down the spread. So stay inside and don't go out unless you have to. But let's keep
our... Is this Kendrick beat?
Everything. Someone gets sick from the coronavirus.
Okay, this sounds like Kendrick's I Need Some Water. Something
the music, yes. Me.
Way too hot to him down. Might as well go to sleep to close for comfort.
close to it. That
it sounds the same. Bad. I didn't
coronavirus got sexy on us.
I just can't stop hearing that Kendrick, man. Is it lust? Is
and whispering in the background. The coronavirus.
Like, it's not a bad song, but it just reminds me so much of lust.
Yeah, right. Did you like, I might as well go listen to that then?
Like, is this not the same beat when the beat drops? Should take forever to drop, my bad, I forgot. It's like 30 second intro.
I need some water. Something came over me. Way too hot to simmer down. Might as well overheat. Too close to comfort. That's blood rush, my favorite thing. Heartbeat racing like a junkie's. I just need you to want me. Am I asking too much? Let me put the...
Yeah, that beat, man. I don't know.
He just didn't have
the coronavirus. I'm like, kind of same song. Kind of same song. I don't know, bruh. Oh, yeah, I didn't even do that. But, coronavirus and lust. Anyway, that's not even the purpose of this segment. Just threw me off a little bit, y'all. That, man, the coronavirus.
I mean, you trying to make coronavirus babies? The hell is this?
Waiting. I mean, of course I like Kendrick's version better, but yes. Just saying. Coronavirus lingers in the air in crowded spaces, a new study finds. Now, we should have already known this. I believe we've talked about this several times.
Yeah.
But honestly, I wonder if news people are publishing this, not just because of a new study, but also because, so many people seem to be ignoring social distancing, mask wearing, and stay inside stuff. So that's why they're putting these articles
like,
out.
It hangs in the air, y'all. Like, I hope you know, wear a mask or stay inside.
Yeah, I saw a great graphic that was saying to avoid the three C's or something like that. And the C's was basically like, you know, all the social distancing stuff that we've known, like, you know, avoid crowds.
Okay.
You know, that type of stuff. And I'm like, maybe this stuff is coming out because, you know, if people are going to keep ignoring it, you almost have to fucking continue to say things that, you know, may seem kind of basic to us because we're kind of in this.
And I think we stay on top of it. A lot of people, I try to be funny, they almost, a lot of people have disconnected from news, and like they was like, oh, it's just too much, and they don't want to cipher and go through, and it's not, I mean, you talked about this earlier today. It's so much shit out there. It's almost impossible if you're trying to find the truth to find it sometimes.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine something this serious being like, you know, I'm just checking out of it. But yeah, the three C's: closed spaces, crowded places, and close contact settings are the three things. And then when they all overlap, you know, it's you know, at a crowded restaurant, you know, it's even worse, you know. But yeah, it's basically at two hospitals in Wuhan, China, researchers found bits of the virus's genetic material floating in the air of hospital toilets and indoor space housing large crowds and rooms where medical staff take off protective gear. The study published Monday in the Journal of Nature Research didn't seek to establish whether the airborne particles could cause infections, though. So once again, take all this stuff with a grain of salt. Some, there's certain things they found out where they're like, we've detected elements of this virus, but they don't know if it's enough to cause an infection. Right. That stuff is important because I don't want people to be paranoid. Correct. I want them to be informed.
Right. And that's the thing you're talking about. You don't understand how people could check out. That's why people check out, because they go, okay, this is too much. My anxiety is high. Like, okay, like you said, people get in that panic mode where they feel like I've had enough information. The thing about it is that, truth be told, ignorance is bliss. And you can say what you want to say about that statement, but that is true. The less people know, that's why you have them out here doing stupid shit. Once you know better, you're held accountable, and people don't want to be held accountable for their actions.
The question of how readily the new virus can spread through the air has been a matter of debate. The World Health Organization has said the risk is limited to specific circumstances, pointing to an analysis of more than 75,000 cases in China in which no airborne transmission was reported. But as the virus fans across the globe and the infections near 3 million, scientists are trying to understand exactly how contamination occurs. People produce two types of droplets when they breathe, cough, or talk. Larger ones drop to the ground before they evaporate, causing contamination mostly via objects on which they settle. Smaller ones, those that make up aerosols, can hang in the air for hours. The researchers, led by Qi Lan of Wuhan University, set up a so-called aerosol trap in and around two hospitals in the city that was home to the pandemic's first steps. They found few aerosols in patient wards, supermarkets, and residential buildings. Many more were detected in toilets and two areas that had large crowds passing through, including an indoor space near one of the hospitals. Especially high concentrations appeared in the rooms where medical staff took off their protective equipment, which may suggest particles contaminating their gear became airborne again when the mask, gloves, and gowns were removed. The finding highlights the importance of ventilation, limiting crowds, and careful sanitation efforts. So once again, it all comes back down to the social distancing. Limit the crowds, try to be in ventilated spaces, you know, you know, stay 6 feet away. Speaking of which, Pastor Tony Spell is gonna get away with his service that he held yesterday. He went, that's the same pastor that, said, send me your stimulus check. He ran the, he backed up a bus at a person, pretending he was gonna run them over. He was put on house arrest for that and for holding church services. And then he held another church service. And the logic on this is they don't want to put him in jail because they cite him for contempt of court, they have to put him in jail, and that then puts the people in jail at risk because he may be infected and then spread it to all the people in jail. That's the logic.
My God.
So he can't go to jail. And I mean, I don't know why that wouldn't change next week when he violates this again. Seems like he's gonna forever. So I don't know if they're saying as long as he's out in public with people voluntarily risking coronavirus
like,
to come
like
see
they
him,
walk in there knowing,
as opposed to put him in a jail where people can't leave and there's not a lot of social distancing that can be done. I mean, I get some of the logic of it, but it seems like there should be something else to do with the dude to enforce his stay at home. I mean, y'all can't, you know, close the doors to his church. Y'all can't have, you know, the police standing out front on Sunday morning when you know he's gonna do this and be like, no, you can't do churches.
Yeah,
very weird,
right? And a lot of racism, because if this is anybody black doing this shit, defying this, response would have been completely different. I don't think they would have been like, we're not gonna arrest this black man because he's going to give everybody coronavirus.
Maybe, I don't know, Karen. We just literally talked about a dude that's black in our city that was telling people, you know, if you get coronavirus from going to church, I got it. I may be passing it around, but, you know, if you get it, make sure you tell them you went to a different church. And they got him on recording in Charlotte. I haven't heard a word about him being arrested.
That's true.
So I think
it's just fucking frustrating. How are you allowed to do this? It makes no sense.
I think it's that religion coverall thing. Cause I mean, this motherfucker held church with an ankle bracelet on, and the judge is like, well, I don't know what we can do about this. It's like, well, it is religion. It's like, I don't understand how you get a pass for religion if it's still a public health crisis.
Right.
You know, like, you know, it's like, if the, I do wonder if it, they weren't Christian, if that would change it. I do wonder that, like, if it was Muslim people saying, yeah, we definitely got coronavirus and we gonna keep holding services, how long Christian white America
would they walk up in that mosque and be like, right, the hell you won't,
like they probably fucking like they would probably straight up like try to attack a mosque if they said we're gonna keep holding service. Now they may be holding mosque services, but I'm just saying, if it was public like this where people were like, they were on the news every day on social media and stuff being like, we about to hold another service, and
they
the
be
Lord,
standing out there like, y'all not going in here.
Yeah, I wonder if all these Christian white people would still be cool.
Would they feel the same way? Would it be religious freedom then?
NYC Mayor Bill de Blasio names his wife as head of coronavirus task force for racial equality.
Is she qualified for the job? I don't know. Like,
Well, I know her name is like Krillane McCray, and I know she's like an activist or former activist. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe she still is. So I don't think it's a matter of, I mean, I don't know if it's just pure nepotism or what, but right. I know she has some history within this. Like, it's okay. Not just I can't even say it's not just, I don't know what it means for him specifically. If he, maybe he did just say, I'm picking, you know, my wife because she my wife and she black, but she's more than that. She's a writer, an activist, an editor. But, you know, so before they even got married, she was all the stuff. But yeah, the group will focus on racial issues that have come to light during the coronavirus pandemic, which has seen black people the most affected. We're seeing a really disturbing disparity where people of African descent are being hit hard by this disease, disproportionately hard, de Blasio said in the New York Amsterdam News podcast. And it goes back to a lot of things we all know too well. It goes back to massive disparities in healthcare predating this crisis. About 28% of COVID-19 deaths in New York City were black people, according to WABC. According to a statement on the mayor's website, the task force will engage the hardest hit communities, monitor response and recovery efforts in those neighborhoods, identify needs associated with minority and women owned businesses and community healthcare providers. McCray will be leading the group along with Deputy Mayor Phil Thompson, and it will include members from de Blasio's administration. So, I don't know. We'll see. I know de Blasio is such a weird thing, because it's like New Yorkers seem to hate him. Well, black New Yorkers, I think, I seen, like, it seemed like he was cool when he was running, then it was like he wasn't cool, and now they don't really fuck with dude.
I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, so I don't live there, so mm-hmm. I can't really, I don't know what the specific grievance is with him. I just, you know, from afar, I just know that it seemed, you know, and it's kind of like that with every mayor of New York, kind of like, it seemed like, that's, you know, that's one of the reasons I was like, you can't be getting mad at Southern voters over Joe Biden, because, you know, name the New York mayor that y'all are fucking with. It's none of them. You know what I mean? Like, y'all have a high percentage of black and brown people up there, and the mayors be fucking Giuliani, Mayor Dinkins, fucking de Blasio, like.
Yep. And y'all, and in some situations, y'all be getting hit with shit before we get hit with it.
What do you mean?
Like, a lot of the gentrification, a lot of it happened like up north and like on the other coast, like particularly mm-hmm. before it happened here. It's probably slowly been happening here, but it wasn't until recently till you began to see it. People up north have been talking about this for years and decades.
I feel like the plight of blackness is just, we under attack everywhere,
right?
You know, but it's just interesting because, like I said, I've never really seen a mayor that black people have fucked with in New York ever. You know, maybe a little bit when they start, but never by the end. Anyway, virtual cheating has increased during the pandemic. Infidelity website Ashley Madison says.
Ain't that the site that got hacked or no?
Yeah, a long time ago. Okay. Cheaters aren't letting social distance prevent them from extramarital pursuits. Yeah, I'm imagining logging back into Ashley Madison knowing you got hacked before.
Knowing you got hacked.
In a new report released by Ashley Madison, the website dedicated facilitating infidelity among its users, even during the coronavirus pandemic. When married men and women are isolated at home with their spouses, sign-ups for the cheating service have increased. Oh, maybe they just sitting across the room staring at that motherfucker like, I gotta start setting up some side sex before we like I need to be setting up my roster as soon as we get out of this. As soon as we get the okay to stop social distancing,
I'm out.
I'm gonna need to have several women to go, several men to go, several.
I need them all lined up.
Yeah, I need options. According to a VentureBeat article with the company's chief strategy officer Paul Keeble, Ashley Madison has seen an average of 17,000 new users each day since the public health crisis touched down in the United States. The site would usually encounter about 15,500 signups per day last year. That's still a lot. It's only jumped up 1,500 per day. Like, that's, so y'all were still getting a lot per day. That is crazy. Like, and of all the sites to sign up for, cause, you know, there's other sites for fucking and shit, but that's the specific, like, right. I'm going to cheat on someone.
website.com
30% of women are looking into virtual sex with their side lovers. Ashley Madison claims that 14% of men are having virtual sex with their affair partners. The website also asks its clientele in a survey whether they have tried to spice up their sex life with their husband or wife while sheltering in place together, with more than three quarters of responders saying no. Yeah, I think it's not necessarily a spice up your sex life type of vibe during a pandemic. No,
everybody's too stressed.
Yeah, not everybody. I mean, obviously 25% of people have tried, but right. I feel like there's a lot of people that are like, I'm just trying not to stress any extra stress on any part of my relationship.
Right. And a lot of times when people get stressed or they have things on their mind, truth be told, the first thing to leave is sex. That's sometimes, for some people, that's the last thing you want to do.
Yeah, but not just that, but then to try new type of stuff with sex.
Right.
For some people, I can see why they just wouldn't be, that would be the furthest thing from their mind. You know what I mean? Even if they were having sex, to be like, okay, now that we're in a pandemic, anal. It's like, what? No, nigga, huh?
No, it's too much shit happening.
Right.
If something go wrong, I can't even go to the hospital. No, I'm good.
Not to mention you have to rule out everything with group sex, with adding other partners, mm-hmm. orgy stuff, unless it's like virtual or something.
Right.
Like, that's a wrap. And then, it's not necessarily like you can go out and just get supplies. You have to like go to adamandeve.com or something mm-hmm. to do, you know, to get you some like BDSM type material. And maybe this is not the time. I could just kind of see how, you know, and your kids could be home,
right? And like, it could be a person, lot, right? You was like, at least before we got like a night where somebody can watch the kids and we could just kind of be free. But you know, we can't be in here being free and you hear a knock at the door talking about mama.
Yeah. So yeah, but that's crazy.
Yeah,
cause people signing up to get some side sex.
Mm-hmm. For some people, that's the part of being adventurous. I'm stuck out here with you all the time. Let me be adventurous somewhere else.
Maybe, I don't know, man. That's, I can't relate. That seems like some really,
that seems like a lot.
Yeah, it seems like way more effort than just staying your ass. I don't, maybe, you know what, but they do say divorces are gonna go up as soon as the pandemic soon social distancing in, so I can see that too. It was like
they already done checked
like,
out.
Yeah, I'm just in this house with you. I don't really fucking want to be with you. Let's see. Activist apologizes for refusing to leave playground. An anti-vaccine activist who was arrested in Idaho after she repeatedly refused orders by police to leave a playground that had been closed because of the coronavirus pandemic has apologized to the police officer. Yeah, white people don't, they got mad at Kaepernick for not respecting the police, but during this pandemic, boy, they have shown their ass. And yes, it's just white people. If you look at those fucking rallies, it's the same, like, shade of white all up and down.
You don't see no dark people, no brown people, nowhere to be found.
Not even Diamond and Silk out there.
No.
Just white people. But yes, Sarah Brady said she was on edge with the constant stress of being stuck at home and trying to take care of her cooped up children. However, this is not an excuse for my behavior and my part in what happened, she said Friday, reading from a prepared statement according to Boise television station KBOI. I never thought a knee-jerk comment made to you out of frustration would create such a divide. Brady, 40. Oh, she's just a kid. She's still learning.
She's not no kid, and you ain't the only one that's stuck in the house frustrated with your kids, dog.
Was charged with misdemeanor trespassing on a closed playground. Video show her refusing officers repeatedly requesting to leave the play structures Tuesday. She is affiliated with two groups that sponsored a protest at the Idaho State House against Governor Brad Little's stay-at-home order. The coronavirus causes flu-like symptoms in most people and can be fatal to some, especially older adults and people with pre-existing health problems. More than 50 people have died in Idaho. There has been a growing number of protests in Idaho and elsewhere over the stay-at-home orders, including a Saturday protest in eastern Idaho where Lieutenant Governor Janice McGeachin spoke. So, she apologized though, guys, so, you know. Yeah. The disparity is so crazy, man. You know, I always think about this when police roll up on the playground that these white people and the white people are just talking sideways to the cops, and I'm just like, man, that did not work for that little boy in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. That shit did not, that was not the same. Y'all just came out guns a fucking blazing. Y'all did not want to hear no lip, no explanations, nothing. And this woman was basically daring y'all to do something to her, and y'all begged her to be reasonable so you wouldn't have to take her to jail. Like the caucasity of it all.
Come on.
The New Jersey driver may have crashed for wearing an N95 mask for hours. An unidentified New Jersey driver recently lost consciousness and hit a pole head on after passing out behind the wheel. Police believe an N95 mask that the driver wore for hours was to blame. Lincoln Police Department released the following statement in their Facebook account. The LPPD responded to a lone occupant single motor vehicle crash yesterday. The crash is believed to have resulted from the driver wearing an N95 mask for several hours and subsequently passing out behind the wheel due to insufficient oxygen intake, excessive carbon dioxide intake. The New York Post reports, although the police are not 100% sure the mask was the cause, they do know the driver wore the mask for hours while driving, and the police did not find any drugs or alcohol that would suggest the driver was under the influence. Police encourage residents to follow Governor Phil Murphy's guidelines for wearing face protection while in public. However, the N95 mask is not necessary while driving with no other occupants, and advise residents we are not trying to cause public alarm or suggest wearing an N95 mask is unsafe. Yeah, it's also interesting because, you know, I saw people being like, yeah, why are you even wearing a mask alone in your car? But I could think of a reason for that, which is essentially, I don't want to be touching my mask with my coronavirus hands after I leave the fucking house. So, you know, I could be like, you know, let me put my mask on now and
just keep it on.
But the thing for me is, I've never heard the N95 mask making people pass out. That, like, there could be other issues at play in this.
Mm-hmm, because you can still breathe.
Yeah, because, yeah, so I don't know about, like, why you would lose consciousness. Even if you wore it for hours, it's still,
breathe.
Like, you're still breathing. Air can get
through. Right, correct, yes.
Like, I don't know.
We've worn them before, yes.
So, I don't know. It's interesting. Let's see what else happened. This article don't matter. Armed supporters stand guard outside Dallas salon defying COVID-19 stay at home order. What are the guns for? I always have to ask this because I don't understand it. I don't give a fuck how long this goes on. What do you need the guns for? Why can't you just be against social distancing without a gun? What's gonna happen that you need the gun? Who's coming for the guns?
Is there
like a hidden part of the social distancing law that's like, hey, we want them guns? You know what I mean? I don't understand.
This is America. People love their guns too much. You can just show up, dog.
Like, bring your guns. Also, who the fuck is going to the salon to get their hair done with all the guns outside? Like, that would be more of a deterrent than social distancing for me.
You'd be like, the fuck, I'm good.
Hey guys, we're open. Yeah,
I'm not getting no bullet for my gel nails. I'm good.
It's already crazy that y'all risking the COVID for supercuts. You know what I mean?
Come on. I just want a pedicure. I don't want pedicure and the bullet.
Like, motherfuckers willing to die for house parties and regular shit. But I just can't picture also the gun motherfuckers being outside and me being like, today's the day I have to try it, okay? I need my motherfucking,
right.
I needs my motherfucking split ends looked at, okay?
Right. I came here, you know, so I can get my eyebrows waxed. I didn't know I was gonna get waxed off.
Right. Yeah, just go ahead and come on in. Just let me open that door for you. Hold on a second. Yeah, just come on in. There you go.
I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So what do you wanna get? Oh, okay. All right. Cool. You just go ahead and take care of it. All right. We'll just take care of that for you real quick. Yeah, I'm good. I wouldn't walk in for this. No,
mm-mm,
thank you.
Mm-mm.
I don't even know what the point is at this point.
I will learn how to do the shit at the house if it's that important. It's plenty of YouTube tutorials.
And the Dallas police and the Dallas fire department showed up at Salon a la Mode. Where they opened against the shelter in place orders. The city told me the code department is working with the county to determine the next step. City fine could be between $550 to $2,000. Salon owner says she won't shut down. What are you even defying?
And the thing,
I'm sorry, I'm just getting mad. Go ahead.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the thing that's so fucked up about it. Well, this person is like being defiant, but they put a lot of people, because our government isn't functioning the way it should, a lot of people, not this particular person right here, but a lot of people feel like I have to open. Like, I don't have a choice but to be open.
Here's my question. It's not about not having a choice to be open. She defied the rules on purpose.
Right, she
and is. Then use it as a rally to get people to go stand out front. Here's my question. Because you know who does have to be at work? Essential workers. Many of them black. Many
correct.
Of them risking COVID-19 for motherfuckers to get groceries and pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, what you're doing
is
not a necessity, baby.
Here's the thing I keep thinking. And this is the shit that I want them to stand out there and count. If you're going to be out there as part of the press, I want you to stand outside, you know, social distance or whatever, but watch the door. How many fucking customers did she get?
Right.
How many fucking customers did they get? Because I guarantee you they put all this time and money and time and effort to waste standing outside just for them to not get any fucking customers in the first goddamn place.
Because nobody's going in there.
No one's going in there. 70% of most of these states, even the Republican ones, the fucking citizens are like, I'm not gonna stop social distancing until I absolutely fucking have to.
Right.
So I don't know what is even the, like, what are you even mad about? You're not gonna get enough business to keep in business. You're not gonna get enough people coming in the door paying for fucking frosted tips to make this shit worthwhile. It doesn't even make sense. It's just like, and the fact that it's connected to protest groups to me tells me that there's more being done behind the scenes. And then the thing is, these same fucking groups, these same fucking people voted for Trump. They have Trump signs out front Meanwhile, the Trump government is what keeps them from getting the payments that they were supposed to get for the small business loans, because right. motherfucking Los Angeles Lakers and fucking pizza restaurants and shit are getting the fucking small business loans. Like, this is what happened. This is the result of your your choices in the election, literally your choices. And yet somehow you're walking around like, and I'm not gonna obey the government. Like, nigga, you're the one that made the government something that was so fucking mismanaged that you can't even get the support you're supposed to get. You can't even get the safety nets. It's a self-fulfilling prophecy of you being like, the government is terrible, it sucks, it didn't have no, it don't help people like me. You're the reason it doesn't help people like you,
right?
Like, the fuck, who are you even fucking mad about? And what are the guns for? Like,
what are the guns for?
Shout out to the cops coming out there and not doing shit, man. Let there have been some niggas just like standing on the corner dancing, everybody dead. Republican senators have been told not to defend Donald Trump's coronavirus record. What is that to defend? I'm shocked, honestly. I'm honestly shocked, because for the most part, they defend everything he says, even when he then flips it and changes on a dime and throws him under the bus.
But they don't care.
Look at the governor for Georgia. Had a conversation with Trump. Trump told him, hey, you should open your state back up. You know, don't let these liberals tell you what to do. He does, and then Trump goes, that's a terrible idea. I don't know why he would do some stupid shit like that. I don't know what changed to make them send the memo out this time. New York City restaurant giant behind Gramercy Tavern and Jazz Standard lays off 2,000 workers. Yeah. That's 80% of the company's workforce.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. It was due to a near complete elimination of revenue.
Because everything stopped moving.
Yeah. Restaurants normally run on a razor thin budget.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a major restaurant. This isn't even talking about some of these restaurants that have, like, you know, much smaller budgets, the mom and pop shops and stuff like that.
Right. And the thing is, I was watching TV or maybe YouTube or something like that. And they was talking to like a chef, and they were saying that their biggest fear is that a lot of the diversity in the restaurant industry will end up leaving, because a lot of the moms and pops are like your Mexican and Latino and Cuban and Hispanic and Japanese and Chinese and Vietnamese, like these type of Italian, these type of restaurants that actually do the diversity. It's outside the big ass chains, the big ass generic chains that are fucking everywhere.
There's some good news. In a race for a coronavirus vaccine, the Oxford group leaps ahead. As scientists at the Jenner Institute prepare for mass clinical trials, new tests show their vaccine to be effective in monkeys. In the worldwide race for a vaccine to stop the coronavirus, the laboratory sprinting faster is at Oxford University. Most other teams have had to start with small clinical trials for a few hundred participants to demonstrate safety, but scientists at the university's Jenner Institute had a head start on a vaccine, having proved in previous trials that similar inoculations, including one last year against an earlier coronavirus, were harmless to humans. That has enabled them to leap ahead and schedule tests of their new coronavirus vaccine involving more than 6,000 people by the end of next month, hoping to show not only that it is safe, but also that it works. The Oxford scientists now say that with an emergency approval from regulators, the first few million doses of their vaccine could be available by September, at least several months ahead of any other announced efforts, if it proves to be effective.
Hmm. That's good news.
Yeah, so maybe we'll get something out of that. You know, like, obviously everyone else is going to keep trying their own vaccines. There's so many people around the world working on this.
Yeah, and we'll see. And also, once we get a vaccine, some of the people working on it, you probably gonna get better and better and better versions of it.
Well, not just that, but also people, it takes time to create enough to vaccinate enough people and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But it'll probably be whoever gets there first. Everyone will, copy off their work and just start putting it out. Not that the other people will stop working, but production of a vaccine is going to be a bigger deal than anything else. So we'll see, guys. We will see. Just thought I wanted to hit y'all with some good news. Let's see. Uber is now refusing to pay drivers sick pay despite promising to do so for coronavirus related illness. Uber is facing backlash after promising sick pay to drivers with coronavirus related illnesses and now seemingly reneging on that decision. Earlier in March, Uber announced its intention to support drivers through a coronavirus financial assistance policy. This policy was intended to work as a form of sick pay, promising to pay drivers for up to 14 days with the daily amount varying based on how much they had earned on the platform over the past 6 months. The initial policy was met with scrutiny for only applying to those drivers who had confirmed cases of COVID-19 or were placed in quarantine by public health officials. However, due to limited testing for the virus, Uber's policy made it nearly impossible for many drivers to prove that they had or were at risk for spreading the disease. According to its website, Uber expanded the program to include drivers who were personally asked by a public health authority or a licensed medical provider to self-isolate due to your risk of spreading COVID-19, as well as drivers whose accounts are restricted by Uber as a result of information provided by a public health authority that you have been diagnosed or have been exposed to someone diagnosed with COVID-19. However, Uber drivers are still not satisfied with the new criteria, claiming that it's still nearly impossible to meet. So yeah,
they don't want to pay.
And this is so important because like people hop in those cars all the time and with no guarantee, with no incentive
too.
Right. And with no incentive for them to stay home, they're going to go work because many of these jobs are people's gig economy second jobs. I have family members that are now doing stuff for like Uber and all this stuff because some of the like DoorDash and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Cause it's like, okay, my first kind of income is done. And now this is the new boom economy thing. Let me go ahead and get into this. And it's like, I don't want that person being like, yes, I'm coughing, but I'm gonna go ahead and keep working at Uber I'm gonna keep working because they won't pay me to stay my ass home and recover from this sickness. And not to mention, it's not even like that money is gonna be enough for most people because this is normally someone's second job. So they're not even gonna get that full salary paycheck that you would from a job that you do 40 hours a week or more.
Right.
All right, let's see what else we got here. There's other news happening as well.
Okay.
Let's see. Where should I go next? How about this? I know where I want to go. Let's do some fucking with black people, y'all.
Just fucking with those black people. We're just fucking with those blacks. We're just fucking with black people.
That's right, guys. It's time to play the game that we all hate to play. It's fucking with black people. The game that makes you go all around the globe, find different articles, make you feel fucked with, and we assign point scores of 0 under intervals of 25. Today's contestants, everybody. All right, let's see who's fucking with us today, guys. Fox News cuts ties with Diamond and Silk. Unofficial Trump advisors who spread bonkers coronavirus claims.
Oh, the same shit that they said?
Imagine going too far for Fox News.
And they are nothing but quote-unquote fake news.
Like, what do you have to do for Fox News to be like, okay, you're wilding. I'm gonna need you to go ahead and take your stuff, pack it up from your desk, and get the hell on. Okay, this is Fox News. We got some standards over here. You can't just be saying anything. Anyway, you guys know how I feel about it. It's a celebration.
Woo-hoo! This is your celebration.
celebrate good times. Come on,
let's celebrate.
Celebrate good times. Come on,
let's celebrate. There's a party going on right here now.
A celebration
to last throughout the years.
So bring your good times and your laughter too. We gon' celebrate your party with you.
Come on now.
Celebration.
Woo!
Let's all celebrate and have a good time.
What is better than a racist getting fired?
Come on.
Mm-hmm. You know what me and Karen gonna have to do tomorrow?
What?
Something that they won't be doing.
Come on!
Okay, because Dominic Silk ain't gotta go. Okay?
They ain't got to go.
They ain't gotta social distance. Mm-hmm. They ain't gotta walk across the house and hop on their laptop.
Oh. Hey! They ain't getting no paychecks. I go to work.
I like your ass.
I gotta work like a doctor. When I rock the mic, you got to like the way I operate. I make miracles happen just from rapping. I'm so lyrically potent and I'm floating.
Oh, so beautiful.
Come on, come on. I wonder if Brush and Comb would be eligible for any of the stimulus checks and stuff like that.
I have hated these niggas for so long. Oh, it's so good. You know, I'm gonna have
to dig. Po Pop and Lock, what are they gonna do?
I'm gonna have to dig in the vaults for this one, okay, guys?
Yes!
What you gonna do?
In VIP, I got my bottle service, so come on over.
Baby, don't be nervous.
There's only one place you should be.
With me.
So what's it gonna be? Oh, I wanna get you on the
floor and grind.
I wanna
feel your body next to mine. It's time for you to hit the brick. It's time to take your ass back home. It's time to need to get a comb. Yes, go home. Oh, I love it. Oh, it's so sad to see black women losing their jobs, you know.
So sad.
We support black women here. You know, but just not
so,
all.
So sad.
Just not all the black women. You know, just some. You know, not the lost ones.
Yes, cause they are lost.
It's funny how money changed over the spending kisses gonna be back to the Quay John,
I was on the humble,
you was every station. LaVon like she dumb,
but remember not to game.
New under the sun,
everything you did
has already been done.
I know all the tricks from Prince
to Kingston.
My team done, Major Kingdom.
Wall run,
to understand El Boogie.
Non-violent, but if a team test me, run for the gun.
Yon take a threat,
for me new one son.
El been this way since
creation.
A groupie call you far from
temptation.
Now you on ball over separation. Tarnish my image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You
might win some, but you just lost one.
You might win some, but you just lost one.
You might win some, but you just lost one.
You might win some,
but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. Now, how come your talk turned cold?
Gain the whole world
for the price of your soul.
Trying to grab hold of what
you can't control.
Now you all floss for the sight to behold. Wisdom is better than
silver and gold.
I was hopeless.
You are hopeful.
Every man wanna act like he's a
knees and repent. Your judgment to the serpent. Stop it. Consequences, no coincidence.
Hypocrites always want to play in the sin. Always want to take it to the full out extent. Always want to make it seem like good intent. Never want to face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't want to hear
my opinion.
How many paths in your
mind? Close one.
And if you don't change, then the rain soon come.
You might win one, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. But you just lost two. You might win some, but you just lost one. But you really lost one.
You just lost one.
It's so silly how come when it's all done, did you really gain from what you done? It's so silly how come you just lost one. Ah, so good.
Come on, come on. Like I said, post scratch and sniff. Hopefully they'll get over it.
You know, this is one of the few times when you hear about some cutbacks due to the coronavirus. And you don't feel as sad.
Mm-mm.
You know? I mean, sometimes.
It might be. Yes!
I don't care,
baby, by the way,
huh. Because I'm happy.
I am happy that you niggas are gone.
Because I'm happy.
Because
I'm happy.
Because
I'm happy.
If you feel like that's what you
want to do. Here come bad news, don't get this and that.
Yeah.
Well, give me all you got and don't hold it back.
Yeah.
Well, I should probably warn you, I'll be just fine.
Yeah.
No offense to you, don't waste your time. Here's why.
Because I'm happy
by the moon. If you feel like
you're without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel that
happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Hey, bring me down.
Hey, not right
bring
now.
Bring me down.
Your love is too high.
Bring me down.
Bring me
down. That's the only two black people that succumbed to the virus. I was like, yes. Succumb your ass down to HR and go your ass home.
All right. Hopefully fish and chips will survive.
Mm-hmm. You know, we can only pray. Okay. Anyway, they lost their job because they wouldn't stop talking about conspiracy theories about coronavirus and shit.
Yeah,
Lynette Diamond Hardaway and Rochelle Silk Richardson.
Yeah, when the white people, that's all they do, go, y'all went too far.
Mm-hmm.
Cause they was like, oh, we might get sued.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why.
Yeah, cause Fox News had to stop because, they was out here promoting conspiracy theories and then saying that chloroquine was going to save everybody and people was dying from it. And then they immediately started, you know, Fox News never apologizes or corrects themselves. They just started saying the opposite.
Come on.
I'm like, I just picture people just popping two chloroquines and then looking at Sean Hannity come on TV and tell them the opposite of what he just told them. Well, we obviously here would never say something like that. That's ridiculous. You could die from this shit. Huh? But you said.
Right. Don't matter what he said.
Yeah. So, a spokesperson for Fox News did not respond to a request for comment.
Yeah, that get a negative. I don't know if we can go to negative. Cause
they blocked me on.
I don't care.
They blocked me on Twitter too.
Oh shit.
Yeah, they been blocked me. I don't know what I said. I don't know what I could have done.
don't know how they could have been offended.
I don't know what could be the problem. I mean, I know. you know, Sean King unblocked me, so maybe they'll hear this and unblock me. I don't know what could have been the problem. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Oh, a negative. Can you turn on the fan? I can't reach it. It got warm in here. I'm sorry.
I can turn on the AC too.
Thank you.
You know, I know you had told me to turn it off that time.
Oh yeah, I'm always cold, but I was moving around and I got warm.
Okay, we was jamming too hard.
We was. I done throw out my Snuggie for people that's watching live. Y'all know I stay wrapped up in a motherfucking Snuggie.
Mm-hmm. Well, rest in peace to Snap, Crackle, and Pop over there.
Come on.
We it couldn't have happened to better people. Okay. Oops, I mean worse. Worse people, sorry. Could not have happened to worse people. Let's see. Michigan State Senator apologized for wearing what resembles a mask that resembled the Confederate flag.
You don't say.
A Michigan State, not the South, Senator apologized Saturday.
No, not the South at all. Not the South. Mm-mm. Nowhere near the South. In fact, it's but the middle of the country.
Look, he's just talking about heritage over hate in Michigan, guys. State Senator, Senator Dale Zorn, Republican. What? Republican? Oh, who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Me?
Who would have thought? I did not see that. I bet y'all didn't see that coming. A Republican, y'all? You mean the party that wants me off the Democratic plantation?
That party?
Anyway, he previously denied that the pattern on his face mask was the flag, but admitted Saturday he made an error in judgment. I'm sorry for my choice of pattern on the face mask I wore yesterday on the Senate floor. I did not intend to offend anyone. However, I realized that I did, and for that, I am sorry. Those who know me,
you put that shit on was like, I fly.
Nigger, shut up. You hear me talking. Those who know me best know that I do not support the things this pattern represents, he tweeted. My actions were an error in judgment for which there is no excuse, and I will learn from this episode despite being a old ass white man already. Zorn told local media Friday that he thought the mask would probably raise some eyebrows. It was not a Confederate flag, he said. I think even
the fuck you thought it was gonna raise some eyebrows. You could have put on any fucking thing. You purposely chose that one.
It was not a Confederate flag, he said. I think,
but it resembles one.
I think even if it was a Confederate flag, you know, we should be talking about teaching our national history in schools. And that's part of our national history.
Yeah.
And it's something we can't just throw away because it's part of our history. And if we want to make sure that the atrocities that happened during that time doesn't happen again, we should be teaching it. Our kids should know what that flag stands for.
Slavery, but that's not what you think it stands for.
When asked what the flag stands for, he said, the Confederacy.
Right. It stands for fucking slavery, sir. Slavery.
Here's my question. Teach the history. What exactly should the kids learn?
Right.
I'd like to know. Because I feel like when that man says the atrocities, he's not talking about slavery. He's talking about the atrocities of Northern aggression rained down on the Southern gentlemen and women.
Nigga, you ain't in the South. The fuck?
Like, what are you even talking about, dude? Oh, my God. Oh, racism must be so good. Anyway, 0 to 100.
Oh, that nigga get 100.
Yeah, that's a Dracarys for me. Confederate flag is just, there's no excuse for that. And I think it was like, his thing was like it was a state flag of somebody else, but the way he had it folded, it looked like the Confederate flag. Even if that would have been the case, that's not even the state you represent.
You're in Michigan.
Yeah, I know the message you want to send, which is essentially I hate niggers. Meanwhile, you're in Michigan. Black people dying like a motherfucker in Michigan from the COVID. The Marine Corps bans public display of the Confederate flag in the let me check this, these notes, year of 2020. Okay, just checking. The commandment of the Marine Corps has banned the public display of the Confederate battle flag, a symbol that has had the power to inflame division. I love how our last article is a guy going, we should teach this in schools and not get rid of it. and the fucking Marine Corps is like, we should get rid of this.
Man, it's about time, guys. It's 2020. Don't you think it should be up for? And I guarantee you this probably came up before and somebody consistently voted it down or never got it to this point. But apparently somebody got in the office and was like, we gonna pass this shit.
I am mindful that many people believe that flag to be a symbol of heritage and regional pride, said General David H. Berger, in a letter dated Monday and addressed to his fellow Marines. But I am also mindful of the feelings of pain and rejection of those who inherited the cultural memory and present effects of the scourge of slavery in our country. The intent behind the ban was not to judge the meaning that the individual Marines ascribed to the symbol, he said, but rather to help build a uniquely capable war fighting team whose members come from all walks of life. The flag has the power to inflame the feelings of division, he said. I cannot have that division inside our Corps. So if you think about it, it's kind of a cowardly thing. He's not doing this because of what the symbol, like, he's not going to say, listen, this is a symbol of racism and slavery and oppression. What he's saying is, hey, it means different things to different people. We just don't need the flag up here because some people will be offended by it. I'm not saying who's right and who's wrong, but just I don't want division.
He didn't want to make a commitment.
Yeah, so this is kind of a cowardly way to do it. I mean, I'm glad it's going down.
I'm glad it's going down too.
You know, obviously the way.
Pick a side, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
You've actually picked a side, but stand firm and decide as you've decided to pick.
Right. The blacks won't come if we had a Confederate flag up, guys. Take it down. But you can still believe in everything it holds up, and because we don't want you to not come either. Anyway, 0 to 100?
Oh, 75.
Yeah, yeah, that's about right. Yeah, 100, fuck it, 100, I don't care. They try to do the right thing, which is the only thing keeping it from Jakars, but come on.
Right, which is why it's a 75 for me.
Yeah. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Les Bottoms received a racist text called N-word.
You don't say.
Mm-hmm. She posted a screenshot of the text, which is said to have been sent by reopen@georgia.gov to Twitter minutes after receiving it. With my daughter looking over my shoulder, I received this message on my phone, adding, I pray for you. The tweet, which came from what appears to be a Baltimore area code, read, nigger, just shut up and reopen Atlanta. A representative for Reopen GA leadership team condemned the racist text message. In a statement to Fox 5 Atlanta, we do not have a Georgia.gov email address. This comment is most likely from a troll trying to tar our group. But even if not, the person absolutely does not speak on our behalf. The leadership team universally condemns racism and hate speech. Now, we will be here with our guns and our all-white core of people.
And our overalls.
Wearing MAGA hats and Confederate flags. But we do not condone racism, okay?
No, we do not.
Do not mistake what looks like a Charlottesville rally for a racist rally, okay? That is on Tuesdays. This is a Wednesday. get the fuck out of my face. Motherfucking Dracarys.
Same.
Yeah. Call that woman a nigger, man. They, and then the thing for me that really bothered me is that her daughter saw, that her child saw it. You know what I mean? That's the part that kills me, man. Cause it's like, that's so many black, all of us that are black kids, that were black kids, black people. There's that moment where you just realize that your childhood innocence ends, and it's normally because of some shit like that.
Yes.
It's like, I'm not Roderick. I'm not an individual. I'm not Judy's son and Roddy's son. I'm a nigger to some people. And that, you know, that's always a horrible moment to have to learn that. And it's also unavoidable. We spend so much time as black people trying to protect our kids from that. And, you know, with her, that's it. Your kid is in the shit now.
Regardless of if they were ready or not.
Let's see, last one. Racists invite themselves to the cookout.
I thought it was imaginary.
Aside from the lack of barbecue based plate fixing protocol, a group of anti-seasoning activists infiltrated the college's virtual event by showing up in blackface, bearing Nazi flag, and worst of all, not even bringing a roll of aluminum foil to a cookout hosted by South Carolina students. This is why we kneel, not in protest. We just pray to fish for our Jesus that we don't run across one of these racists in person. On Friday, this had to be my man, Michael,
didn't have sweet tea.
It's gotta be Michael Harriet. He the only one be writing these sassy ass articles on the Root like this.
That's hilarious.
On Friday, University of South Carolina's African American Association of Students attempted to adhere to the school's social distancing directive by taking their annual cookout to the internet. The organization posted the invitation and the meeting code online, hoping to inform students who might miss the yearly event. Of course, the racists showed up. Don't they always make the time? Yep, Michael Harriet wrote it. But don't the racists always make the time, y'all? What? They never too busy.
Never.
They never like, oh, I missed being racist. I had to work that night. Like, they just find, their day planner must just be empty as fuck. In the midst of a pandemic, at AAAS_1968 attempted to host his annual end of the year cookout via Zoom. Mike Parker on Twitter. During the celebration, students were interrupted by a group of white students who were dressed in blackface, yelling racist remarks and posted derogatory backgrounds. I wonder how many of those were their fellow students that found out about it, but also it could just be racist people from like a forum or something that found out about it, because they've been
probably a mixture of everybody.
They've been Zoom bombing these things for a long time.
Yeah, and I don't know, from my understanding, and even from what you said, Zoom quote unquote supposed to be better, you know, at it, but it's like basically if you don't have a code, you basically can't get in. That's why people are like, duh, I'm not even sharing the code.
Yeah, I've heard that you I've heard the thing that they do now is, you have to approve people one by one to even come in the room. So maybe that's helping, but I heard you can still kind of, that people are still able to harass folks.
Yeah, and if you're hosting it, can't you kick people out? Or
I don't know how it works now, but I guess now you can.
You should, yeah, right. You should have already been able to, but yeah, that's because you're not trying to find it. When white people make this shit, they don't ever think about harassment and putting people out. Everybody's not welcome.
Yeah. A few unseasoned entered the Zoom chat and bombarded the students with insults, images of Nazi flag, and blackface selfies. Although the Root could not confirm that the sinister cowards had mistaken the Zoom room for a University of Virginia yearbook photo session, tweets of the session indicate that AAAS students were appalled at the interrupters, who obviously belonged to the association assaulting supremacy. While the cookout colonizers have not been identified, administrators and student organizers have expressed their disgust at the racists. The official Twitter said that they were completely disgusted by what appeared to be a final exam for white history majors. Meanwhile, University of South Carolina President Bob Castlin said the school was investigating the incident. So we'll see what happens with there, you know. Yeah. 0 to 100.
Oh, this gets 100 for them, and that's not funny. 100 for Zoom. Get your shit together.
Yeah. All I gotta say is I told y'all so. Y'all said, oh, it's gonna be blacks only at the cookout. What I tell y'all?
Showing up. Even if they have to sneak in with blackface, they're showing up. What's up, my fellow blacks? I too am down.
Y'all got mad at me for inviting the cool white people, and look what happened. The motherfucking blackface white supremacists showed up. What was y'all at, security? Y'all had all that big talk, and the goddamn supremacists showed up at the door.
Y'all wasn't doing y'all job.
I just wanted to invite Ralph Northam. Okay,
that's all.
At least he did something for us for his black face. It's a shame, really. Jacaris, though, of course. All right, let's move to we got a late start, and then we have an earlier show tomorrow because we're gonna have a comedian, Mike B, on the show. Oh, Mike B, you guys may know him from Three Guys On.
I'm excited. I think it'd be his first time on the show. I'm excited.
It will. You may have heard his album Promote Mike B on social medias and everywhere. But all right, so let's get to Guess the Race.
Now that it's time for some guest-a-race. That's right, it's guest-a-race time. Now that it's time for some guest-a-race. That's right, it's guest-a-race time. That's right, it's time for guest-a-race. The number one game show going across all of podcast land, where we read different articles that just pop off and then we guess the race of the people involved. Today's guessers will be Karen and the chat room. And of course, everyone playing guess the race is racist. All right, let's get to the first article, guys. John McGarry isn't from Florida, but he channeled his inner Florida man on Saturday. The 25-year-old Idaho native led police on a 35-mile-per-hour chase on Sand Key Beach after onlookers saw him cruising through the empty beach. Officers from the Clearwater Police Department then pursued and arrested him in the parking lot of the Sheraton Sand Key around 2:45 p.m. Sand Key Beach was closed to the public due to the coronavirus pandemic when McGarry drove on it. Even when open, however, vehicles are not allowed on the beach. That didn't stop McGarry, however, who said he went from the streets to the sand purely out of boredom. McGarry now faces misdemeanor charges of reckless driving, resisting arrest without violence, and for driving with a suspended license. He's been booked in Pinellas County Jail. His bail for three charges has been set at $650. Karen, guess the race.
White.
Karen's going with white. Let's check the chat room and see what these Negroes believe. White as the sand. White. Low ass bail. White. A lot of whites. Seems to be a white out so far. Snow cone, Connecticut, white. White, there are no blacks in Iowa, white. Otto, white. White, one who is likely to get proper treatment upon contracting COVID-19. Oh. White boy who missed off-roading. The correct answer is he was white. He has some pretty long hair, pretty long locks. It's got a real dude vibe to him, you know?
Yeah, he look like a surfer bro.
Yeah. I was just bored, man. Okay.
Right, just bored. I was like, oh, that's white.
Just thought I'd just hang out, you know, catch some sun on the beach, bruh. Let's see. Florida man. Shout out to Florida. A Florida man makes a bomb threat to get out of work, deputies say. Well, I mean, technically he did get out of work.
Yeah, he did.
So, I mean,
him and everybody else too.
Yeah, I mean, well, him specifically, because he don't want to go into jail. So, I mean, he did get out of work. Like, you will not be going to work probably ever again.
No, never. Not that job.
Deputy said a man in Wellington told them that he called in a fake bomb threat because he wanted to get out of work. Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies arrested 36-year-old Richard Hamilton and charged him with making a false bomb threat. According to an arrest report, deputies investigating the call determined Hamilton was the caller and continued their investigation and evacuated about 20 people from the building. Deputies say they found a vendor in the area who told them Hamilton was one of his employees. Hamilton told deputies he'd lost his phone, according to the arrest report. After searching the area and Hamilton's car, deputies say that the suspect admitted to them there was no bomb and that he made the call because he was having a bad day and wanted to get out of work. Hamilton was released on bond Friday. Karen, guess the race of Richard Hamilton.
Oh, why? You could have just took PTO time or took an occurrence? The hell is this?
I don't know. Unabomber wannabe white, a bomb threat with a Molotov cocktail white, Palm Beach, I see a theme here, white, white and crazy, BTK white, BTK white, rather smoke meth white. Everybody on this one have went with white, and the correct answer is black. Take those booze, everyone. Aren't you ashamed of yourselves?
No.
That is a black man. Wait, it didn't show up, did it?
No.
Okay, hold on, let me try to show it again. Sorry, sometimes it takes too long to publish.
All right. Somebody said equality.
That is a black man who just had a shitty day. Okay, self-care is what we always talk about on this show, and he practiced some self-care by calling in a bomb threat. So that, I think that's, did it show up this time?
Yeah, if it is, it's probably moving slow.
Okay.
Okay, yes, yeah, moving slow.
Okay. But yeah, now I'm surprised he had a job with that hair, because it's just not very well maintained. Not because it's long dreads, but
he needs his dreads redone.
Yeah, like what was the job? Who was the vendor?
A lot of new growth.
Say what?
A lot of new growth.
Oh, okay. Yes. I thought you said a lot of Negro, which also would apply here.
Yes.
All right. Both. Go to the bonus round.
Double the points and the race. Double the points and the race.
That's right. Double the points, double the race. In the bonus round against the race. So far, Karen is 2-for-2. But will she be able to go three? Oh no, she's 1-1. Yes, will she be able to make it up in the bonus round?
I'm gonna try.
All right, let's find out, guys. A masked man is accused of indecent exposure outside of a Pennsylvania Target. The suspect is pictured wearing a surgical face mask. Well, you gotta practice social distancing.
Yeah, apparently so.
Or as he was doing it, social dictancing. So
this dick ain't got COVID-19.
You can't get this from 6 feet away, sis. Look at these D. But in PA parking lot, he was fully exposed from the waist down. Oh, he didn't put a mask for his balls. Landing him in jail. The news station reports the man who was arrested charged Wednesday is identified as Timothy Schaefer, 55. Too old to be acting like this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, man, this quarantine is messing people up, y'all. Schaefer is accused of exposing himself while in his parked car outside of a Target. Police tell WPXI a woman was leaving work when she encountered Schaefer fully exposed while seated in his car. His car was parked next to a woman's vehicle. Last report, Schaefer was arraigned on charges of indecent exposure in Allegheny County Jail. Karen, guess the race of Timothy Schaefer.
This one is the tough one. I'm gonna go with my first instinct, and I'm gonna go Timothy Schaefer. I'm gonna go white.
Karen's going white. Let's check the chat room. I know my rights, white. look at this bullseye right here, white. Perverted ass white. Target, huh? Discriminating shopper white. Gotta get hit this right, white. One who is likely to die upon contracting COVID-19, white. How you like these nuts, black, white. The correct answer is Karen went with white, and she's correct. Couple of y'all said black, though. Did his picture show up yet?
It's moving.
Yeah, he looks weird.
Yes,
that's like the best way I can put it. I know that's not a great description. He just looks fucking weird. Like
even like he would have Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, like he's had he's had some work done or something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He gives off an I show people my dick vibe. Okay, just some people have it.
Yeah, he gives a. You know, you look at him, you go, ooh, girl, no.
Right. I'm good. All right. And to close out, we got to finish it off with sword ratchetness. A robber who used a samurai sword to threaten shop attendant for money ended up getting away with two bottles of orange juice. I guess he's got the juice now.
Two whole bottles?
He didn't want that Sunny D.
Apparently not. Hope he got the good orange juice.
The man, what if he get all the way home and you like, Pope? Fuck!
Yes, right? I should have got Pope free.
The man allegedly forced entry into a store in Rothwell about 28 kilometers north-northeast of Brisbane at 3 a.m. on a Sunday, wearing a mask and wielding a samurai sword, demanding money from a male shop attendant. So at least he was social distancing and practicing coronavirus, you know, safety with the mask.
Apparently so.
The 44-year-old worker retreated through the rear loading dock door, leaving the robber to take just two bottles of orange juice before smashing his way through the front door. Not long after he escaped the store, the 21-year-old was caught and charged with stealing, willful damage, and attempted armed robbery. He is due in Redcliffe Magistrate Courts on Monday. No word on what brand orange juice. I'd say, if I hope it was Minute Maid, you know? If you're going to be stealing, I hope you got something good, all right?
Don't get the generic stuff.
Wow, Christina is Team Pope in the chat. Woof. Wow. There is, you know what? We are not a monolith, okay? Let's just go ahead and put it out there, okay? I'm not even gonna hate on you, sis, okay? But, your boy is not Team Pope, okay? I asked for orange juice, not orange pieces. all right, y'all, we'll talk. Are you team? How come that only works for orange juice? There's no Pope in, like, apple juice. Like, Pope is only in, that's the one juice where people be fucking letting the Pope slide. Yeah, not me.
And you know what? I remember years ago, there was some orange juice. And I asked the person, I was like, your juice, orange juice got Pope in it. They looked at me like I was crazy.
Like, they don't even be like lemonade with Pope.
No, lemonade don't got
like,
Pope.
Like, nothing else got Pope in the juice.
No.
You know what I mean? Only that shit want to get stuck in your teeth. Anyway, guys. thank y'all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow at 4:30 with boy Mike B. Tune in. It should be a fun show. And until next time, I love you.
I love you too.
Mwah. Mwah.